For me, they are first and foremost a crime against humanity, perhaps because they rise to the level of a systematic attack against a civilian population that was very intentional. And they are certainly also a crime against culture and people who were practicing their cultural rights, because they targeted concert halls, restaurants, bars, places where people gather together to engage in cultural and leisure activities, sporting activities. And so the impact is both humanitarian, first and foremost, and also cultural.
In the declaration that you published today, you analyze some of the messaging used by Daesh while executing these attacks.
Yes, absolutely. So I looked very closely at the statement that was made by Daesh as they claimed responsibility for these atrocities. And in particular, they used slurs to describe the people attending the concert at Bataclan. They described them as idolaters who were engaging in a sort of a party of prostitution. They said these kinds of things about the city of Paris as well. And it really shows the hateful ideology underlying the attack, the hatred of culture, of cultural life, of cultural activities. And we have to take on that ideology as an international community to be able to defend cultural rights.
Another point you underlined in analyzing their messaging was the use of the phrase Allahu Akbar, God is great.
Yes, and for me, this is another grave violation of the cultural rights of so many for whom that is a very sacred pronouncement and who abhor this bloodshed. And so the attempt to appropriate this sacred statement for committing a very grave crime against humanity is yet another severe violation of cultural rights, and one which is likely to increase hatred and discrimination as a response. And I think the best way then really to respond to these attacks is unity.
You mentioned unity. You call to action, in fact, both by civil society and by the international community. How exactly do you think we should be responding?
Well, so the first thing that I call for is unity in making sure that any surviving perpetrators of these atrocities are brought to justice in accordance with international law. And then I also call for unity in exposing and in opposing the kind of hateful fundamentalist ideology that motivated these atrocities, and supporting those who have been standing up to fundamentalists across Muslim-majority countries, who have been standing up against similar attacks, perhaps smaller-scale attacks sometimes, but attacks on cultural rights. And this, to me, is absolutely critical.
Finally, you underscored the equality of victims and the unavoidable international nature of the struggle against these extremists. Can you explain that to us?
Absolutely. So I expressed my personal concern about recent terrorist attacks, such as the one in Beirut on the 12th of November, such as the Russian plane in Egypt, which raised very serious issues, but those issues are largely beyond my mandate. But I wanted to emphasize the importance and the equality of all victims, and the fact that we have to deal with these sorts of issues in a truly transnational way, because above all else, they are seeking to divide the human family. And one of the key responses has to be to refuse that division. And that involves not forgetting any victims. And I focused on those attacks that particularly raised issues in my mandate because of the deliberate targeting of a concert, of a sporting activity. And indeed, we see the impact already. We see the closure of schools and universities. We see the cancellation of academic and intellectual and cultural activities in Paris and beyond. And that was what I wanted to respond to in a context of a broader transnational concern, of course, about all victims of terrorism.